With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. In a move that stunned both Democrats and Republicans, President-elect Trump has nominated Matt Gaetz for the post of Attorney General. Gaetz immediately resigned from Congress. Some Republicans in the Senate are already balking at the nomination. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, a nominee for the post of Secretary of State, was asked if Gaetz can be even confirmed as Attorney General.
Presidents deserve great deference in appointing people to key positions in government to serve on in their cabinet. And that's how I expect they'll continue. But obviously, I'm not sure if I'll even be here for that.
Former Democratic House member Tulsi Gabbard was nominated for Director of National Intelligence. Senator John Thune has won an internal election among Republican senators to become the chamber's next majority leader. It makes the South Dakota Republican a key partner on Capitol Hill to President-elect Trump. Thune beat out two other competitors, Senators John Cornyn and Rick Scott, by gaining majority support from GOP senators in a secret ballot vote. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton has become part of the Senate GOP leadership team, Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Cotton has been elected by fellow Republicans to serve as conference chair. Cotton managed to edge out Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, who also sought the coveted position, and he replaces Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, who advances to the position of GOP whip. As conference chair, Cotton now assumes the role of chief messenger for the Senate GOP. Bob Agnew reporting.
Representative Mike Johnson has won the Republican nomination to remain as House Speaker, on track to keep the gavel after a morning endorsement from President-elect Trump ahead of a full House vote in the new year. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 47 points. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are on hold in Louisiana.
The state has a law that requires all public schools post the Decalogue in every classroom, but a federal judge has suspended the legislation while a challenge plays out in court. The American Civil Liberties Union is representing a group of families who believe the Ten Commandments law is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The commandments were to be displayed along with the Mayflower Compact and other documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak that may have no precedent in modern history. However, the faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projects that by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on earth than were there in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, shifting the center of Christianity to the global south. This is SRN News. Philadelphia's mass transit system is proposing a 21.5% fare increase starting New Year's Day.
The system also considering severe service cuts taking effect this summer. The Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority scheduled a December 13th public hearing on its proposal. If approved by SEPTA's board, riders would be paying the increase on top of a proposed separate interim average fare increase of 7.5% that the panel is due to consider later this month. If that's passed, it would take effect December 1st. SEPTA last raised fares in 2017. John Scott reporting.
Disruptions to Amtrak service on the Northeast Corridor are continuing as downed wires have halted service between Philadelphia and Wilmington, Delaware. Meanwhile, service between New York and New Haven, Connecticut remains suspended because of a fire near a train route. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.